Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. And I'm going to be presenting some results focused around age in the military health system, looking at prevalence, healthcare costs, and utilization within the beneficiary population as a whole. And I just want to give thanks to my research team. A couple of folks from Alterum Institute also participated in the study, Joe Doris and Charlie Robrig, and then our colleague at the Department of Defense, Diana Jeffrey. And then here is my disclosure regarding commercial interests, and I had nothing to disclose. And then the thing I do have to note, given this is a DoD study, is that we do have a disclaimer. So anything that I say here is not necessarily representative of the DoD or any of the services. Okay. So this study builds on interest by the DoD and by the Defense Health Agency in identifying the healthcare condition prevalence, their associated costs and utilization within the military health system by various demographics. Obviously, demographics are very important to the military, helps them set policy and plan resources. And so we looked at various demographics when we conducted the study and then looked at trends over time. The importance of this study was that it hadn't ever been done before on such a large and broad scale. Various agencies within DHA had individually looked at, you know, specific conditions depending on their interest, but no one had ever looked at the population as a whole or tried to identify the broad spectrum of conditions and prevalence that the population had. So this was a new endeavor, and hopefully we broke some ground in this line of research, and I've got a lot of data to share with you, and we'll get to that in just a few slides. So for the methods, population included all military beneficiaries that were eligible for TRICARE insurance during fiscal years 2006 to 2011 inclusive. The population that we studied represented about 10 million people a year, so it was a very, very large population and a lot of data. Beneficiaries were excluded from our population or our sample if they were overseas for a full year, just masked the cost and conditions, and we didn't include those folks. We did extract our data from the Defense Health Agency databases, and I'm probably going to interchangeably use TMA and Defense Health Agency. They recently switched over to the Defense Health Agency, so just know that those two are the same. The data included inpatient and ambulatory claims data, so utilization and cost-related data, for care provided in both military and in civilian settings, as well as laboratory radiology and pharmacy data. So we had a lot of data to be working with. Okay. We used a couple of different methods to try and get to some actionable results for the DoD. So what we did was start off with ARCS, AHRQ's clinical classification software algorithm, which aggregates individual ICD-9s into CCS conditions. And so you start with 14,000 ICD-9s and then aggregate those to 264, so more or less, clinical classification software conditions. And then we took another step and further aggregated those 264 conditions into about 43 medical conditions. We were trying to get to kind of, you know, broad-based medical conditions that you see in the literature, and that makes it a little bit more relevant to the DoD as far as what they're looking at. Individual ICD-9s, or the ICD-9s that we grabbed, were for primary diagnoses only. We didn't expand beyond that, though. DoD tends to have up to 10. We limited ourselves to primary ICD-9 only to better capture the costs associated with that condition. Our population demographics, I've broken these off by gender, male, female, and then looked at just a couple of the breakouts that we focused on, a beneficiary category and age group. So the study population was mostly, it was pretty even, about 54% males, 46% females. For male, though, you'll see for the beneficiary category, they were much more heavily skewed to be active duty compared to females with about 10% active duty there. Gender was relatively similar. About 78% of females fell into the 25 to 64 age group compared to 70% of males. And all of these numbers, I've provided you guys handouts, so if you want to refer to those later, you can. And I know some of the numbers on some of the later slides are going to get kind of small, so you have those available to you, too. Okay. So getting into our results, this is looking at the CCS conditions, and these are ranked based on cost, so they're the most costly conditions within the system. And we've grouped these by age. So you can see exams and other evaluations are the most costly CCS conditions for 18 to 34, which makes sense. A lot of those are active duty, and a lot of active duty have requirements for screening, immunizations, et cetera, for deployments and readiness-related reasons. Musculoskeletal-related and mental health conditions are frequently seen within the top five most costly CCS conditions for all age groups. The musculoskeletal conditions include sprain, other joint, other connective tissue conditions, and back problems. Back problems are the most costly conditions for ages 35 to 64. And then looking at, again, the top five conditions, but now with the cost numbers, you can see the actual costs for these conditions. Cost for back problems for ages 35 to 44 increased by $35 million from FY06 to 10. This is compared to, for ages 25 to 34, a $55 million increase over that period, and for the age group 45 to 64, it increased by $86 million over the five-year period. Comparatively, cost of mood disorders for ages 18 to 24, which is one of the second highest cost conditions for that age group, increased about $30 million. And then I've kind of color-coded these so that green is your musculoskeletal, so you can kind of get a visual there, and the pink are the kind of mental health-related disorders. So you're seeing anxiety, mood disorders, which would be like your depression, and then adjustment disorders, which is where PTSD falls. I'm being very prevalent here, and this is the overall population. We're not even looking at your active duty or retired specifically. So the next slide, we're looking at utilization, which is your inpatient or outpatient visits. So prevalence or utilization-related visits for back problems increased by 335,000, so 60% for ages 35 to 44, and 825,000, so 68% for 45 to 64 years of age. So this means they're being seen a lot more over a five-year period than they were initially. Back problems were consistently the most or second most prevalent reason or most common reason for somebody to visit a facility for 25 to 64. So all three of those age groups, that was one of the primary reasons they were being seen in either ambulatory or inpatient settings. Visits for mood disorders for ages 25 to 64 increased by 43%. So you're seeing over that period of time a very significant increase in the number of visits for mood disorders. And again, that consists of depression probably more than anything else. And then, similar to the cost picture, musculoskeletal conditions, which includes all of those, sprains, connective tissue, joint diagnoses, and here you're seeing osteoarthritis show up as one of the primary causes of visits, are very prevalent and very common reasons for inpatient or outpatient visits. And again, this is across the whole population. Okay. So now we're getting into some of the gender-related results. So when you're looking at highest cost conditions, so we're switching back to the cost-related rankings for females. So we're looking at medical conditions in females. Maternal and reproductive conditions ranked most costly and second most costly, depending on what age group you're looking at, 18 to 24 or 25 to 44. However, when you get to 45 to 64, you're seeing cancers kind of come in as the most costly condition, followed by musculoskeletal and back problems. And you can, I've kind of just shaded the middle age bracket just for viewing purposes, no other reason. Okay. And the next slide is looking at males. So again, most costly conditions for males consist of trauma injury, mental disorders, musculoskeletal, and GI for the youngest age group, for the 18 to 24. And again, those are more likely going to be your active duty. The costs of mental conditions increased for that age group, so the 18 to 24 age group, again, your active duty, more than likely deployed and returning, increased by 96% over a five-year period. But that's nothing when you look at the 25 to 44 age group, where the cost over doubled in that five-year period. The older age groups, so looking at your 45 to 64, continue to experience musculoskeletal and back problems, obviously, again, with those high associated costs, along with mental disorders and trauma. But those, when you get to the 45 to 64 age group, are actually replaced by cancer and heart conditions. So you're starting to see some of the more chronic conditions that are typical in the civilian sector starting to show up in that older age group. Sorry, I had to make sure I had the right page of notes. So looking at the top five medical conditions, again, this is prevalence, so unique diagnoses. People were deduplicated, so this is, you know, every diagnosis is unique. Prevalence of medical conditions for the females, 18 to 44, both active duty and retired, show that musculoskeletal problems are very prevalent and very common in that population, as well as, you know, as we've already seen, reproductive conditions. But here, you're seeing acute bronchitis and URI show up as a very commonly diagnosed condition. In contrast to cost, which went up a very remarkably, prevalence for musculoskeletal conditions only increased about 15%. So while your prevalence didn't increase too substantially, your costs are going through the roof. And then again, looking at males, similar picture, so looking at unique diagnoses or prevalence of conditions. For males 18 to 44, active duty and retired, screening and immunizations were very prominent. Again, more than likely, these are going to be your active duty folks coming in for multi-screenings per year and lots of immunizations, so not too surprising. Those two conditions were followed by musculoskeletal trauma and acute bronchitis. Again, we're looking at prevalence, so the number of unique diagnoses in the population. So while screenings and immunizations and musculoskeletal prevalence did increase over time, the latter, the musculoskeletal conditions increased by about 20% for the active duty. While those all increased over time, trauma and the other conditions actually generally decreased. So you're seeing a little less frequency of those, but higher rates of the trauma and the musculoskeletal. So now we're kind of taking a different look. So this is females. Again, unique diagnosis, but we're looking at the 45 to 64 age group. So prevalent conditions for females in this age group, so slightly older, active duty and retired are also notable for musculoskeletal conditions. We're just seeing it kind of continue from active duty to retirement. And then you also see a lot of eye problems, vision-related problems, and then reproductive shows up again, as well as preventive screenings. The prevalence here, though, of musculoskeletal conditions increased approximately 60% for retirees compared to about 28% for active duty. So again, looking at the older population, but looking at males, again, by unique diagnosis, so looking at the prevalence of conditions. These are pretty similar to what you've just seen in females. But notably, the one thing that you're seeing here that we didn't see in the females is that the prevalent conditions for retired males now include cardiovascular and hypertension, in addition to the musculoskeletal conditions which we've seen in the females. So here we're starting to see, again, those kind of common civilian-related chronic conditions showing up. But notably, we didn't see that in the female population. You'll see here that rates of hypertension increased very sharply, while rates of musculoskeletal conditions increased much more sharply. So in summary, back problems were the highest cost and highest utilization CCS conditions for 35 to 64. This condition is the second highest cost condition for the 25 to 34, so very, very costly. Cost for back problems in terms of government paid amounts increased with age, almost doubling in cost from the 35 to 44 age group to the 45 to 64 age group. But costs increase within those age groups over time. Musculoskeletal is consistently the second to fourth most diagnosed condition for males and females active duty and retired. It is the most costly condition for retirees, both males and females, and it's within the top five for the other age groups and other populations. These results suggest that musculoskeletal conditions acquired while in active duty persist into retirement. In contrast, looking at mental health conditions, which are acquired during active duty, it looks like those may resolve once you get into retirement. So. Okay.
We have time for one clarifying question before the Q&A at the end for everybody. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The cost for this study was looking at government paid, so it's what TRICARE had to pay out. So coming from either the civilian sector or the government sector, it was just total government paid. And obviously it was government doling out. We didn't include OHI or out-of-pocket in this. It was just plain government expenditures.
Thank you very much. Dr. Daniel May.